This is the Stockton San Joaquin County Public Library. Hi, and welcome back to the Goodreads Virtual Book Club. I'm Brianna, and this is...
I'm Elsa, hello.
So nice for you to join us again. So this month for November, since November pretty much screams food to me, and maybe some of you.
Yeah.
we decided to read Arsenic and Adobo. It's the first in a cozy mystery series. The second one should be out really soon. If you do like this, there are more. Basically, just a little summary of what Arsenic and Adobo is about. It's about a young woman named Lila who moves back home to Shady Palms, which is like a small suburb type community. And then is working in her aunt's restaurant. And then suddenly somebody in the restaurant may or may not have gotten poisoned in the restaurant, causing it to close down and Lila to have to kind of go undercover detective, private eye, and figure out what happened to save the restaurant. And basically this is the family's livelihood. That's like, it's bare bones basics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think with this discussion as well, we will have a little bit of a non-spoiler talk, and then we'll go into a spoiler discussion so we can talk about whodunit, because that's the point of a cozy mystery. And I'll let you guys know when that diverges and we start getting into the spoilers. Okay. So, kind of like I said, it starts out with Lila, and Lila's at this like weird in-between phase.
Yeah.
Where she's unsure exactly what her purpose is, basically. And yeah. She's just not sure. She is like kind of recovering from a breakup, moved back home to the small town. She was living in Chicago. So kind of like a re-cultural adjustment to small town life.
Yeah.
But also living with her family, her aunt and her grandma, who are all up in her business all the time, and like trying to figure out how to navigate those waters again.
Yeah. She's, I feel like it's a small town. She left and went to, was it Chicago?
I think it was Chicago.
And yeah, it's a little bit of a culture shock. And she comes back with secrets, and all of a sudden her town has all these secrets.
Yes.
Yeah, and things that she doesn't know and is kind of figuring out along the way.
Because I feel like Lila, like a lot of us, especially in our early 20s, like when we come back from college and you kind of come back expecting everybody to be exactly the way you left them.
Yeah.
And you come back and realize that, like yours, everyone else's life has also moved on and changed. And their, you know, thoughts, opinions, ideas, aspirations have also changed.
Yeah.
And Lila kind of is a rude awakening that has also happened to all of the friends that she's left behind.
Yeah.
Is their aspirations and lives have changed as well. They're not exactly the same as they were when she left. Nor can you necessarily pick up relationships right where you left off.
Yeah.
If you haven't done any cultivating of those relationships.
Right. Especially with her best friend. Oh.
Adina.
Which, there's like some tension there. And we don't find out exactly what until a little bit later. And with Derek and Terrence and all her friends. Yeah.
Yes.
Which were like really close knit. And then we see everyone just very different, living their own very, very separate lives.
Yes. Like nobody, you know, like they had this really core friend group in high school, and then everybody kind of went off and they never necessarily came back together.
Yeah.
And like Lila describes Adina as her very best friend in, you know, ever, but you can really see that she doesn't actually know a lot about Adina as she is now.
She
just kind of remembers Adina as she was in high school, and they're not necessarily the same person.
Yeah.
So she's dealing with that as well as her family dynamics, which they have a restaurant. It seems like kind of like one of those really fabulous hole-in-the-wall type of restaurants.
Yeah.
that her tita Rosie has, because her family, they're like, they show love through food.
Yes.
So they really take a lot of pride in their food and what they produce. And tita Rosie and her grandma, or Lola Flor, they do like the savory side of things.
Yeah.
And then Lila does like the sweet dessert side of things. That's her passion.
And they're very like, I guess they are very traditional in the ways that they make food. So Lila is kind of more, a little bit more adventurous, and there is some tension there because of that.
Yes. Like, she's willing to try all of these different ingredients and different flavors.
Yeah.
And her tita and her Lola are like, let's stick with what works and what's like, what we know for sure is good.
Yeah. At some point, they're like, they're not really considerate of people's, like, dietary restrictions.
No, not at all. They're like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
This is how it's served.
It's very relatable.
It is.
Yeah.
And there's also this group, she calls them the calendar group.
The calendar crew.
The calendar crew.
Yeah.
But they're all named after different months, except for one. It's like May, June. There's a third one.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's named after a mom.
I don't think
so. But she's part of this crew.
Yeah.
And it's basically kind of like the gossiping little group.
Yeah.
And they're friends with her tita Rosie and her Lola Flor. Mm-hmm. And they just all kind of like come to the restaurant. It's like a ritual almost.
Yeah.
And they have their food and then they just gossip about everybody.
They spill all the tea.
Yeah.
They're the aunties. Yes.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
But basically, like, that's kind of leading up to everything, and the story really starts. So Elsa mentioned Derek. Derek is Lila's ex-boyfriend from high school turned, like, not even, I don't think, a paid food critic, like a food blogger who seems to be laser focused on destroying their family restaurant.
Yes.
So he comes, orders all of this food, and then gives it terrible reviews.
Yeah.
No matter what he eats, but he always finishes it.
And no matter, he like obviously seems like he's enjoying the food.
Yes.
But gives it like a 0 out of 10.
Yeah, basically every time, just like scathing reviews. And so he comes in with his stepfather to write another scathing review of food. And so, you know, he's eating all of this food. Lila brings him a new dessert that she's tried. Everything seems to be going fine. And then all of a sudden, he's like face down in his food.
Yeah.
Having a medical emergency. So they call, and it turns out that he was poisoned, and they think it's arsenic.
Yes.
And so they close the restaurant down until they can kind of discover what exactly is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because, again, talking about the small town and like intersecting lives, is the main detective seems to have some kind of relationship with Tita Rosie.
Yes.
That seems more than friendship.
Yeah.
But we don't know for sure.
They seem very close, and he's like, Rosie, I have to do my job.
Yes. Like, very considerate of her, but like only her.
Yes.
Nobody else.
Yeah. And there is this background with Detective Park that he was, I think, from a big city, came,
yes,
did like a big bust at some point, mm-hmm, for like drugs. So he's like very,
yeah, he was on the Vice Squad.
Yeah.
At his old police station, and then I think also in Chicago.
But I think so.
Has come back home and is now kind of a catch-all police officer.
Yeah.
Like doing everything, which he seems to be a little bit overwhelmed by it, because again, he only worked Vice, so he doesn't really quite understand how to work a homicide, which this is, and it's a small town, so it's a rare occurrence that one happens.
Yeah.
But here he is.
Yes.
And his prime suspect seems to be Lila.
Yes. Because again, Lila and Derek had a relationship.
Yes, and they have a contentious relationship now.
Yes.
because of Derek's terrible reviews of their food.
And also the stepfather that came in with Derek is
the landlord. The
Rosie's landlord.
Yes, yeah. And has been seemingly trying to close down her restaurant for some reason that we don't know.
Yeah.
Take some time to unwind with Canopy. Start streaming blockbusters, classic movies, documentaries, TV shows, and much more with your library card. Watch from any of your devices. Library patrons have 4 checkouts per month. Visit ssjcpl.org to get started. And he is pretty, the stepfather is pretty determined to keep the restaurant closed for as long as possible because he seems very determined to find out who killed his stepson, Derek. Yeah. And Lila wants to just fix the situation and get the restaurant back for Tita Rosie. And so she and Adina and Adina's brother Amir, who's also their lawyer, kind of take it upon themselves to really amateur detective and figure out, like, get to the bottom of what happened to Derek.
Yeah.
And they kind of figure they're going to start by going to the other restaurants in town that Derek reviewed.
Yes.
Horribly as well. He wasn't a very kind food blogger.
Again, he would scarf everything down and still give them terrible reviews.
Yes.
And then the food inspector would just show up at the worst moment.
Yes.
Like, fridges are breaking down. He shows up and he seems to have this connection with Mr. Long, Derek's stepfather.
Yes.
Which is shady.
It is a little shady. It is. Because it seems a little bit more than coincidental.
Yes.
That he shows up at the worst times to really, like, put all of these restaurants in as much danger as they can be. Like, they go to one Mexican restaurant that's run by a mom, and I cannot remember her name.
Elena is the cousin of the family that is...
Yes, and then, yes, her aunt and uncle, basically, because of Derek's terrible reviews, they left their restaurant because they couldn't do it anymore. They couldn't...
Yeah.
Like, they just didn't want to have to try and battle this man who was...
They were, like, serious accusations against them. And it's a pretty lighthearted book, but there are moments where it touches on, like... tougher subjects, because the accusations against them, they were kind of heavy.
They are.
Yeah.
They are pretty heavy. Like, it is a very lighthearted book, and then when those moments are introduced, it almost seems counterintuitive, because it's all so fun, and it's like a, like a fun, like, Nancy Drew caper, and then it's just something horrific happens.
Yeah.
That they talk about, which is just, it's sometimes jarring because you don't expect it because the tone of the book is so lighthearted. And really mostly about family dynamics.
Yeah. Yeah. Like family expectations. I feel like all of the younger characters in the book kind of all have like these expectations placed on them from their family that are kind of heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like another character, Detective Park's brother, whose name I also can't remember.
Dr. J,
thank you. He's a dentist.
Yes.
And he was always basically in his older brother's shadow, because his older brother was, like, great at everything, good at sports, like, real hero mentality.
Yeah.
Which is why he went into police work, I assume, is what's implied by Dr. J. And then Dr. J was just like this little tiny goofy little guy who was like, medicine is too much for me, so I'm going to go into dentistry.
Yeah.
Which is very sweet, though.
It is. Yeah.
But he's a pretty sweet character.
Yeah. And he still goes home for lunch, or his mom packs his lunch.
Yeah, his mom packs his lunch.
Yeah.
He just got his own apartment.
Yeah.
And he, in order to get his own apartment, he had to promise his mom that it would be 5 miles away.
Yeah.
Or 5 minutes away. One of those.
Yeah. And then Adina, and her family dynamic, where she's kind of just seen as a failure a little bit.
Yeah, she is. Like, Adina's big... This is kind of where we're going to start getting into a little bit of spoilers. Yeah. So if you do not want the spoilers, don't continue. If you do, stay with us. It'll be a fun time, promise. But Adina is basically like her dream. She works in a coffee shop right now with a man named Kevin. And her dream is to open up her own coffee shop in this small town with Lila.
Yeah.
That's been their collective dream. And Adina still wants to do that. And Lila is now unsure. And that's where a lot of the tension in their relationship is stemming from, is they're not on the same page. But they also don't have a discussion about it.
They don't. It's kind of like, I'm going to do this and you're going to do that. No one says, like, clearly let's go forward. And Lila never says, you know what, I thought we were just dreaming and, like, playing around and just...
They never really hash it out. So the tension just kind of continues to mount between them. And also, there's a, like... Lila has two love interests, potential love interests, in Dr. J, the dentist, and Amir, the family lawyer. But Amir is also Adina's brother. And Lila continually says, like, he's off limits because Adina wouldn't like it.
Yeah, she states that, like, Adina's kind of weird about anybody saying that Amir is cute or anyone's attracted to him. She kind of freaks out. But at the same time, Lila and Amir have, like, this flirty, weird thing going constantly on since high school. Yeah.
Constantly. I mean, to the point where people think they are together.
Yes. Yes.
And they see each other a lot, because as it turns out, Lila just keeps getting somehow stuck in increasingly... contentious situations where Detective Park is like, obviously it was you, because, you know, they assume that she's the one that poisoned Derek because of their past relationship. They find a large amount of drugs in her locker at the restaurant.
Yes, locked up. So it's like, who else has access to this but you, Lila?
Yes, and then as she's going to all of the different restaurants to kind of question them about, like, what Derek was doing there and how that went. Somebody she was supposed to meet up with, what's her name, Nancy?
I think so. Her high school bully.
Yeah, her high school bully. She had information that she was going to share with Lila about Derek. And then her high school bully, Nancy, gets attacked at the hospital where she works. So that Lila never gets that information, but then that just puts her more in Detective Park's line of sight, is to saying, like, she's the one clearly doing all of this stuff because everything is connected to her, or she just coincidentally happens to be there at the worst possible time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of another occasion where she ends up in... Not prison. She ends up in jail for a little bit.
Yeah, she ends up in jail, I think, because of the drugs they find in her locker. Because she has no idea how they got there, but she can't prove that.
Yeah.
And Detective Park, again, seems very determined that Lila is the one doing everything. He's kind of laser focused in on her and is not really seeing anything else but her.
Yeah.
Despite his close relationship with Tita Rosie, who he's very considerate of, but then, again, like, flip of a coin, he's like, your niece is a killer.
Yeah, and there are times where it's like, you don't need to be doing
this. Yeah.
Like, even with Tita Rosie, he's kind of like, let's talk now without your lawyer.
Yeah.
And she's very trusting.
a little bit too trusting.
Yeah.
Because they do have, and it is never really explained what their relationship is, but they do have a relationship.
He just eats there all the time is kind of like the excuse. Yeah. It's like he's just there all the time.
Yeah, but she is very trusting mm-hmm. of him and thinks that he's going to do a good investigation, whereas Lila's a little, especially as things go on, a little bit less trusting of him and more reliant on Amir to kind of navigate those muddy waters because like, she just happens to be at all of these terrible scenes. Ready to learn a new skill? Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of aspiring classes for creative and curious people. By partnering with the California State Library, we are able to provide you with 3 months of unlimited access to Skillshare Premium. Visit ssjcpl.org to find out more information.
Literally, wrong place, wrong time.
Literally wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
But also, as she, like, goes from restaurant to restaurant, she's starting to learn more about Derek and, like, what Derek has been up to since high school.
Yes.
And it turns out that Derek has up to his death, a pretty severe drug abuse problem. Where that potentially could have fed into some of his terrible food reviews as he was just kind of trying to like self-medicate because he was so unhappy with everything in his life. Mm-hmm. And his stepdad isn't as nice of a man as what we're presented with in the beginning.
Yeah, and his mom was ill at some point.
Yes, his mom was ill. And he never really got over Lila, which could be why he targeted them so hard in his food reviews. But his mom was ill and his stepfather is really overbearing.
Yeah.
Like, to an extreme.
Doesn't seem like a very good man.
No. And then he kind of got stuck in this pattern where we find out that his stepdad was, again, had this relationship with the food inspector, was up to very nefarious things, and he kind of got stuck in that cycle with them.
Yeah. One of the, was it a sushi place?
Yes.
He had an affair with one of the...
Wife of the sushi place?
Yes. And that's kind of... Not the nail in the coffin, because it was something else in his poor coffin.
Yes.
Yeah. But I feel like that was one of the more serious things that he did. And he was, like, kind of trying to escape the situation.
He was. And then his stepfather kind of reeled him back in.
Yeah.
To continue this scheme of, like, basically collecting profits from when these restaurants closed.
Yeah.
Because he and the health inspector had this weird relationship going on.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Derek.
You end up feeling really bad for Derek, even though that is not the only terrible thing that Derek has done.
No.
Because you find out that, well, one, another wrong place, wrong time for poor Lila, is Derek's stepfather... gets stabbed to death in his home, and Lila finds the body with Derek's mom while Derek's funeral wake is happening. She wants to go and kind of apologize to Derek's mom because she did date Derek. She really had like a pretty good relationship with his mom. Mm-hmm. She really likes him. Her family, like Tita Rosie, goes and cooks his mom's dinner.
They stay with, after the father is...
found dead in the home.
They go to Tita Rosie's house and they stay with her.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Like, they have a close relationship, and she felt bad that she hadn't told her face to face how sorry she was. Because mm-hmm. she's starting to see Derek as more of a multifaceted person with a lot of problems that were unaddressed.
Yeah.
And she starts to really feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that she was so focused on his terrible reviews and thinking he was just a terrible person that she didn't see a lot of the underlying issues of what he was, why he was doing the things that he was doing. And so, and she also has like a lunch with an old friend from high school where she starts to remember too how Derek used to be and what a like wonderful person that he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, could still be, like, he still shows glimpses of that old mm-hmm. self. But it, and so, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
For her, which Detective Park is even more kind of gunning for her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many wrong place, wrong times can you be in?
Yeah. And she's kind of like, aren't you concerned for me being
that I
in these situations?
Yeah, am I next? Like, she's like, am I next? Am I the next one on this weird
yeah.
roster of people who are getting hurt and killed?
Yeah.
Because Nancy's still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. In a coma.
Like
she got hurt very badly.
Yes. Because of whatever information she was going to give to Lila.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lila's even more set on figuring out what exactly is happening.
Yeah.
And she actually doesn't figure it out, which I thought was kind of refreshing
yeah.
in a cozy mystery. It's her friend Adina who figures it out.
Yeah.
And it is a character that we don't have a lot of time with. He's kind of like a minor background character.
Yeah, I think we know that there's a connection to Adina, but then they have this dinner.
Yes.
And this person shows up and everyone's kind of just chatting, but the aunties kind of are asking a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Lila, what did you learn during this dinner? It's like,
and look, she's like, I don't know,
but your aunties always know.
They did know because they asked him a bunch of personal questions, like basically, like, why did you want to come here to start a super fancy coffee shop when everybody here likes instant coffee? Like, why didn't you stay in Chicago to start this really fancy coffee shop? But, like, really questioning him. Like, he was getting the third degree.
Yeah.
About his motives.
He was from that town at all.
He wasn't.
So it was just kind of like out of nowhere.
A little bit out of nowhere. And then Adina kind of pieces it together about what happened. Because it is mentioned in the beginning of who owned the coffee shop before Kevin bought it.
Yeah.
But
we don't know how.
No. Yes. And you don't know how, and you don't really think too much about it. You just think it's like a piece of background town information.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It is not.
And so Adina is calling Lila on the phone, and all of us like, and then there's like a scuffle in the background.
Yeah.
And you hear it, and then Lila comes running. Naturally, she leaves her phone in the car.
Yeah, that was so frustrating.
It was. And she finds Adina, and lo and behold, who is the culprit? Browse from a great selection of fiction and nonfiction digital items in Hoopla. Hoopla also has a wide variety of popular comics for all ages. Library card holders are allowed 4 checkouts a month. Enjoy magazines and the great courses unlimited with a binge pass. A Hoopla Binge Pass gives you 7 days of unlimited access to great online content with a single borrow. To get started, visit ssjcpl.org.
Kevin,
the fancy coffee shop owner.
Yeah.
And then, luckily, Nancy wakes up from her coma, and then you kind of figure out the why.
Yeah.
Like, we know who now, and we know how.
Yeah.
And it actually wasn't arsenic poisoning. It was nicotine poisoning.
And he's always got his little vape.
His vape. Which, more clues.
Yeah.
That are, like, she's pretty good at dropping a subtle clue.
Yeah.
And you figure out why. So it turns out that the prior owner was his sister. Mm-hmm. And Derek and Nancy have been running this, like, drug ring in this small town.
Yeah.
And I guess the sister had gotten clean, and then they got her addicted, and she had an overdose. Yeah. And he was seeking his revenge.
Yes.
On all of these people who had basically, in his mind, killed his sister.
Yeah. Which is really, really sad.
But, it is really sad. And that's, like, also Sans, another one of those really heavy moments in what was otherwise a pretty lighthearted book.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, like, little glimpses of it because I think Lila at one point is like, I'm not dumb enough to fall into drugs. And the mm-hmm. demon's like, hey,
don't say that.
Don't say that. Like, it could happen to anybody. And we don't really know much until, like, the end.
Until the very end. And then it all yeah. kind of starts to become clear as yeah. to what was happening and what the motives were behind all of the crimes. And I think in what was, like, maybe the biggest twist at the end is Kevin did not kill the stepfather.
Yeah.
The mom did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of what the stepfather had been doing to her son, Derek.
Yeah.
Basically blackmailing him into this weird insurance fraud
yeah.
situation.
And at no point did Derek's mom believe that it was Lila's family.
No, never.
So at the end, she's like, well, what are you going to do, Lila? Are you going to turn me in? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You guys mm-hmm. just took off.
Yeah.
And left us a letter.
Yeah, left us a letter. We never talked to you.
Yeah.
You just left to start your new life.
Elsewhere. Yeah. And inside the letter is the deed to the restaurant.
Yes.
Which is just so cute.
It was so cute. And it was really validating, especially for Tita Rosie, who really went, like, she really struggled throughout this whole yeah. thing, because this restaurant is their livelihood. Mm-hmm. Like, food is the way that they love each other and love their community, yeah. especially in her family, and that was almost taken away from them, and yeah. that's kind of their main purpose for being,
mm-hmm.
is, yeah. you know, to love through food.
Yeah. So that was really cute. I mean, after all the mess.
After all of the mess. Like, and that's, I think that Mia Manansala does a good job with the cozy mystery and inserting more serious tones.
Mm-hmm.
But while overall keeping it very lighthearted and fun. Because you really like all of the characters. Like, she does a great job with all of the characters.
Yeah.
I mean, you really like all of them, and you feel connected to all of the characters.
Yeah, it's really, really relatable. Yeah, I will definitely read. What is it? Homicide and Hollow Hollow?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's the next one, which is coming out very soon if you did like this one.
Yes.
But yeah.
We didn't mention the dog at all.
We did There's not mention dog. The dog. There is a dog. You can't see him on the cover. You can kind of see him on the back here.
Yeah.
This is Lila's dog. Longanisa.
Yeah.
Which is very cute. He has his own Instagram account in the book.
Yes.
His claim to fame.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a really cute, cozy mystery. I think if you enjoy cozy mysteries, or like really nice kind of family drama, family dynamic reads, that you'll like this book.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for joining us, everybody. Next month, we're going to read a holiday romance of some kind. So stick with us, and we'll see you again in December.
See you next time.
To stay up to date with library news, follow us at SSJCPL on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit our website at sjcpl.org.